I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes, live from Detroit's Breakfast House and Grill. Earlier in the program, we talked about the upcoming Super Bowl to be played here on Sunday and all of the excitement that surrounds it. But amidst the hoopla, all is not rosy with the National Football League. Questions of discrimination, intolerance, and lack of opportunity for minorities in the higher ranks have plagued the NFL for years. Former offensive lineman Roy Simmons played pro ball for the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins. He is one of only three NFL players to publicly admit to being gay. All did so after their retirement. Simmons has written a memoir titled Out of Bounds, which recounts his football fame and self-proclaimed reckless lifestyle that led to drugs, prostitution, and thoughts of suicide. Simmons told me how he mustered the courage to come out of the closet.
The actual mustering came from just years of, you know, lies and deceitfulness. You know, I'm a survivor. You know, I was raped when I was, you know, 10 years old by the postman. And I think, you know, from that, I had a very traumatic experience. And from then, my life has been a lot of lies and deceitful and hiding and being afraid, et cetera. You know, and here I am an athlete, you know, and here I carry this shame and guilt also with me, you know, and being gay in the NFL.
When you look back on your life now, drug addiction, alcoholism, infidelity, you found yourself penniless, you were selling sex for drugs, all of the things that, in fact, almost are stereotypical of someone hitting rock bottom, you checked each box. You, in fact, contemplated suicide.
Correct. You know, it was as a point in time in my life where, wow, it just seemed like everything going downhill and the rape being a part of it, I just felt like, really, you know, what purpose, you know, am I serving here? You know, when everything seems to be basically negative. But I must say, you're given that moment of clarity. And, you know, at that Golden Gate Bridge, when I had a chance to have that moment of clarity, you know, I chose to live.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Including yourself, there are only three former NFL players who have publicly acknowledged that they are homosexual. How many others did you know of that remained undercover?
I'm like this. You know, your purpose there, you know, actually is to play ball. Of course you're going to look, you're going to see bodies, you know, you're going to see guys, you know, on other teams that you're probably going to admire, either have a question about. So my thing was basically that at least one and maybe two, you know, guys at the most that's on a team, you know.
So, Roy, you never had a relationship with another player?
It was a brief. The relationship, you know, it was a brief encounter, you know, with one of my teammates. And the thing about it is that, you know, on a daily basis, we saw each other, but, you know, it was never really spoken about.
Do you believe that you will be shunned by many?
No.
It's a very closed society, as you
know. Yeah, you know, and it really is, you know. And like I said, you know, I'm not here to harm them or out them, but, you know, it's just life. You know, I'm still a part of that organization. You know, it's in there. You know, I did my time. I did my dues, pay my dues, or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think, you know, my sexuality, I mean, I am who I am. And I still take my hat off to the NFL regardless.
Any regrets now?
Whew, yeah, regrets. You know, of course I have regrets, you know, and I say today to turn, you know, all those regrets around by just, I think you can show whatever by your actions, you know, my relationship with my daughter. And I think today, you know, I'm focusing on my health. You have the drug, you have the alcohol, you know, cocaine. I did it all. But my thing now is just actually living a positive life.
Well, we wish you all the luck, Roy Simmons. It takes a brave man to come out, particularly in the field that you were in. The book is called Out of Bounds, My Fast Times, Wild Nights, and Outlaw Life in and Out of the NFL Closet. Roy, thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me here.